The Public Affairs Director of the FDA, James Lardy, has confirmed the closure of Piccadilly Biscuit Factory for infestation of flour by weasels. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the closure, Mr. Lardy said the factory can only be reopened if it is well fumigated. He spoke to George Ankra.
The FDA received a complaint from residents of North Kanishi that their houses have been visited by weasels, and that they suspected the weasels were coming from Piccadilly Company. Well, we sent officers there. When the officers go there, they confirmed that they had a warehouse that was full of flour that were infested with weasels. So immediately our officers locked up the place and then directed them to do some few things. That is, get the place fumigated, arrange for infested flour to be disposed of. So currently, the place is closed. That is, they are not supposed to do any production. FDA is monitoring. When they finish fumigation, we get the product disposed of, the place will be open for them to go back into business.
But Mr. Lardy, does that mean if you had not had that information from the neighborhood, you don't normally do monitoring, you don't visit to inspect?
We do monitoring. We don't go to factories every day, every week or every month. We have scheduled time that we go. At the time that we went there, the weevil infestation had not occurred. That is why you can get information and use for regulation. So it's not solely that you should see everything. Sometimes you can be informed. It could be the factory itself. It could be workers in the factory giving information. It could be neighborhood. It could be media. It could be anybody. Once they give you the information, you act on it.
So when are you lifting the closure permit?
That will depend on when the place is fumigated, when the products are disposed of, when every directive that we give to them, they follow it, then we'll get it open. So to give you a date, I cannot mention now.
Is there anything you want to say with regard to the increasing infestation and the use of dangerous chemicals to preserve food and all that?
The point is that we have laws that we operate with, and we expect that every manufacturer, every importer, every processor should go by the regulation. We are regulators, FDA. We continue to monitor. The moment we notice that somebody has done something or is doing something that is not according to the law, we'll make sure that we apply the necessary regulatory sanction on the place. But regulation is dynamic. You can move to a place today and see that the right thing is being done. Tomorrow you go there, you realize the wrong thing is being done. So it's a matter of we doing an effective monitoring to be able to check all these things.